Welcome back to Season 2 of Nouns Folk. I'm Kriptasha, your host, and I'm really excited to continue getting to know all of the passionate proliferators of the Nouniverse. Last season, we focused on members of SharkDAO with our Meet the Shark series. This season, we'll expand to cover many more. Before we begin, I'm very honored to announce that this episode is sponsored by the Noun Square, media hub of the Nouniverse. Check them out on Twitter Spaces every day at 9 o'clock to participate in FOMO Nouns contests and keep up to date on Nounish news. Between the soapbox spaces they host for Nounish communities to voting on proposals with their delegated noun, they have something exciting going on every single day. So make sure to check out their Twitter page at the Noun Square and the nounsquare.info for more information about them. Make sure to stick around to the end of the episode to hear more about them, especially if you're new to nouns. With all that being said, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. GM everyone, I'm Kriptasha, and this is Nouns Folk, where we get to know the folks of nouns. And today we have Sam Ellis, aka the pencil.eth, and Juan Hernan X, who just released Nounish Lab. So how are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in today to talk to us. I know you have Nounish Labs, like I had mentioned. We have a quick podcast today, so we'll get on to that. I'm really excited to talk about it, too, because it is new, and I've just seen it pop up all over Twitter. So you guys can take it away talking about it.
Well, in a nutshell, we're a collective of Nounish builders launching new ideas and initiatives across nouns and the broader CCO ecosystem. So what does that mean? I don't know. No, we're a bunch of dreamers and techie people getting together and trying to create stuff in that nouns and CCO ecosystem. We want to hook up with different builders, and we want to hook up with different nouners to come together and to make fun stuff and experiment and see what works and what doesn't. Kind of the same way, I don't know, I was about to get into federalism versus states' rights and go, well, the states are like miniature labs to see what works and doesn't work for the greater governance. And in some ways, we're kind of like that, I think.
You're always veering into federalism, Sam.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Always.
Well, you know, ever since I purchased the Magna Carta. I'm just kidding.
Solid purchase.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I have it on loan to the U.S. No.
It was actually just an NFT that represented it. But yeah. It's the same effect, right? If you own the NFT, you own the underlying asset.
It was spelt with, the first one was magma, and I like lava, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta. Oh, man. That one's got to be pretty intense.
Yeah, it is. It's a hot commodity. Yeah. No, I don't know. Juan, do you want to bring up a little more about Nounish Labs? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, just to add on to what Sam said, I mean, really, at the heart of what we're doing is building. And you know, the nouns environment, the nouns ecosystem, the protocol, the CCO art, the community, everything is just so conducive towards builders that, you know, it's something where we want to try to you know, get like-minded folks who are building you know, real products, real services on top of the protocol. You know, we're trying to you know, connect with those folks to help each other to accelerate and to, you know, continue to cultivate and grow the ecosystem. So yeah, I'd say that's Nounish Labs in a nutshell.
I love that. Yeah.
And we've worked on a couple things in the past that we're trying to create this middleware, this kind of public good, such as the auction tracker. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's a DEX for multiple Nounish auctions. And if you go to auctions.wtf, you can use that as kind of a front-end client to bid for a noun or a little noun or a lost noun or a NARS DAO or a season noun or a food noun or a new noun or a little goblin or a wizard. And we're adding to the tracker quite often. where you can keep track, settle downs, check out the current bids, check out what the averages are over the last 100 bids. You know, just there's that. We have Yolo Nouns, which was a fun experiment that we did that follows the same more or less provenance of the Nouns contract. So if you go to FOMONouns.wtf and if you go to YOLONouns.wtf, you'll see that it has the same images. The Yolo Noun, of course, not attached to governance, but it's a fun way to get a noun PFP for a super cheap price. But there's some things that we're thinking about trying to do with Yolo Nouns to help the broader ecosystem. Like, we thought it'd be cool if we could add it to FOMO Nouns, and if while you were there playing to mint the noun, if you wanted to go ahead and just mint a Yolo version of that, then maybe, you know, part of that sale would go to help fund the wallet there that they use to settle for the daily auctions and stuff. So
good idea.
Yeah. Then composables.
Yeah, composables. I've seen those too. Yeah.
Did you want to talk about composables?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to know more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, composables was built, you know, sort of building on top of all of the different projects, experiments that we've run within the community. And really looking at, you know, what can be done on to extend the Nouns protocol, specifically in terms of, you know, leveraging the PFP as your identity, cultivating your digital identity, who you are in the Nouns ecosystem, the Nouns community. And there, you know, thinking about elements of composability and interoperability, meaning, you know, effectively convey your membership to multiple tribes in the Nouns universe, the Nouniverse. So, you know, you are maybe an active participant in Little Nouns, but you love the Food Nouns, or you love, you know, Public Nouns, for example. That's a new fork that just started that's meant to fund public goods, and you want to show your support for all these. And so, you know, currently today, you kind of have to completely swap out your PFP if you want to show support for each of these communities. And so for us, we started thinking through how you can sort of mix and match different traits and attributes and kind of like bring components from different collections together from different communities. Much like you might wear, a New York Yankees baseball hat with a Metallica shirt and your favorite trendy jean brand. I don't know, right? You know, you're kind of representing, you're expressing yourself in different ways in real life. We felt that, you know, the Nouns protocol could be extended and the PFPs could be leveraged to also do this with your digital identity. So that's kind of where composable sprung from. And, you know, I'll hand it off to Sam because I tend to get too technical with like the actual explanation of composables, and I don't want to. I think Sam does a better job of kind of explaining it in plain English. But yeah, let me hand off to him before I start losing people.
Okay. Yeah, you're hilarious. The thing with composability is it really allows you to really expand your digital identity. I mean, it allows you, if these NFTs are truly yours while you hold them, you should be able to do what you want with them. If you want to give your PFP a mustache or 3D glasses or a horn head or whatever, you should be able to do that because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I look at as people are creating their identities around their PFP, I feel like the PFP should curtail to the person that's using them, you know, so that you can really be true to yourself. That's not everybody's jam, and I get that. But, I think we want to give people the option. So Juan was able to basically make this possible by deconstructing the PFPs into their components, and then we're able to layer things between or over or behind, so that you can show off your identity. If you want to say, hey, I'm from, Mexico, you can put the flag from Mexico behind you, or Venezuela or Uruguay or Canada or France or Germany. You can do that, or you can upload your own traits, or maybe you want to have a teddy bear head, or maybe you want to have a little digital pet, you know, hanging out with you. Or holding a skateboard. Maybe you have a yellow noun, but you really love NARS DAO. You know, you can add an arm that's throwing up the little NARS horns symbol, or give them the NARS skateboard, or a t-shirt accessory. Or maybe you're part of Nouncil and you want to wear the Nouncil toga. Or maybe you're part of the Tiny Dinos and you want to add a little tiny dino. You can do that. So, yeah.
And
I love that.
The key thing there is this is all on-chain.
Too, yeah.
Right? This isn't just sort of, you know, we're going to let you modify, you know, a JPEG that sits on our website only. You know, as you kind of compose, as you customize your whatever base noun you have, as Sam mentioned, be it a little noun, a lost noun, a big noun, right? You know, one of the original nouns, a YOLO noun, or whatever new extensions come forward. You take that base noun, you customize it with these different traits and attributes. And then you commit it on chain, so that when you go to OpenSea or LooksRare or, you know, whatever other platform, it's going to show you your customized noun, because these changes, these layerings do occur on chain.
It's not just IPFS; it's on chain, right? So,
right, that's the difference, because with my shark that I use, I made that, but it's not on chain. So I just thought it would be cool to kind of make one. So something like this, I would love too, because I mean, even in just the nouns ecosystem, not many people are just in one group. You know, there are people that, you know, they'll like food nouns or sharks or and lil nouns, NARS, you know, and more is going to keep popping up. And I love the idea of just being able to mix and match and put all those things together, because It's cool to represent a lot of different things. I mean, yeah, there aren't really any maxis for, I wouldn't think there's a lot of them. You know, a lot of us just really love everything that's kind of going on and we pick our favorites. So it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And then even on the, you know, the flip side of it too is, you know, we're seeing a lot of interest from the artist community within the nouns ecosystem that see this as a way to kind of really get a lot more of their art on chain.
Right.
You know, certainly, you know, there are more and more tools now. You know, you can always fork the mono repo if you have the dev chops and kind of roll your own custom nouns extension. There's, you know, the one click DAO that's coming soon that'll make it even easier to get a collection out. But for a lot of the artists who simply, you know, have a lot of these different elements that are kind of sitting, you know, on their computers right now, you know, the Composables platform gives them a way to, you know, one click create an on-chain custom trait that others can then use. So say, for example, someone from SharkDAO, you know, creates a custom, you know, shark trait. Let's say a surfboard, you know, because NARS kind of has a skateboard. So let's say, you know, an artist from the SharkDAO community, you know, like Goldie creates a surfboard trait, right? That stands next to your noun. And, you know, it's a great way to kind of show off like, hey, I'm part of SharkDAO. I like surfing. You know, Goldie can upload that to the platform and then others can start to use it. And again, on-chain, right? They can use it, they can modify their noun on-chain and start to kind of represent, you know, their SharkDAO affinity to the rest of the community. So it becomes a sort of an exciting two-way platform where, you know, artists can upload this art very easily and, you know, fans of those artists can start to consume that art on-chain in a very convenient fashion.
That's cool. And would you say it might be easier for someone to put their art on chain in a, like, maybe less technical way than it would be another route?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you've used, like, Instagram or DeviantArt, and you're used to just picking something and sending it and then loading in a little bit of metadata, like, oh, this is by me. This is a shark thing, you know, and you just fill out a couple categories and then you publish. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
What I'm most excited for is I'm hoping to see, because I plan on doing this, to see someone put a whole collection up and go, well, they're composables. You can also just buy the collection here and then remix it right through the composable marketplace.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Each of these traits will be their NFTs in their own right. And so the artists will be able to kind of group them, as Sam mentioned, into like collections, and then determine quantity and price. So you can say, I only want to make 10 of these available, 100, 1,000, open editions even. And then you can set the price, whether you want to give them away for free or whether you know, want to charge 0.1 ETH, 0.01 ETH, 1 ETH. You know, we'll let the artist kind of determine that. And the Composables platform has a marketplace to support artists pushing out their art to the Nouns community. So we're excited for that. Sam mentioned, I think, people can mint whole collections here. And you know, this is all, decentralized, non-custodial. So the artists own their collection. So they can use our platform to mint and go sell it on OpenSea if they want. That's, you know, if someone wants to do that with our tool, they can do so. It's all open source. Anyone can fork our platform and kind of create another version of it. So we really want to, you know, stay true to the ethos of Nouns, keep everything, you know, CCO open source and let people just build. And we're just excited to see what the community comes up with.
Nice. Yeah, because Composables really seems like it's carving out its own space in the Nouniverse. Its own, I mean, when you have your own potential like marketplace and people creating on top of that, their own art, I think that's a big deal. So it's really cool that you guys have made that. I mean, and as far as like, so these are the three main Nounish experiments that are in the Nounish labs, Composables, yeah. YOLO Nouns, Auction Tracker. And then I'll link to those two under in the info section here so people can check that out.
There's another one that we didn't put it on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is Samurai.
Right. I was going to talk about that because that popped up on your Twitter profile. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, that's your project.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to hear more about that because it looks so cool.
Well, thanks. So I'm a dreamer and I got that from Kermit the Frog. No, I'm kidding. when I was really little, there were a couple things that I wanted to be. I wanted to draw comics. I wanted to work for Disney. And I wanted to be a Muppeteer. And I worked for Disney Interactive as a contractor on a Marvel game. Their like Ultimate Alliance thing. And I got to do character designs for people like Colossus from the X-Men and a lot of villains. But it was a really fun time. I never got to be a Muppeteer, but I do make puppets and I do puppeteer, which is pretty cool. Wink.
That is. I haven't met anybody in person that puppeteers, so that's pretty neat.
It's fun. You know, I don't like go to a mall or do any shows. I used to have a YouTube show called Monster Laughs, and I used to read really terrible jokes for kids, and then I would throw a little bit of self-deprecating humor in there for my puppet. But I always wanted to do a comic book in cartoon or movie where this village of puppets that happened to live this kind of Edo period of Japan lifestyle where they were samurais, where they got invaded by these giant kaiju. And some of these kaiju were like hot dog kaiju and just weird stuff. But to me, the image of like an Akira Kurosawa Muppet show was something that I just really wanted to do. So I had all this creation debt from years and years and years of like doing drawings and coming up with stories. I was always busy working on other stuff, and I decided, you know what? I hate to ask. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. You ever go to school? So when I went to school, when I was a kid, and I was learning about the life cycle of a plant and photosynthesis, they gave me a lima bean and a wet paper towel and a Ziploc baggie. And they were like, we're going to take this and we're going to put it on the windowsill. I think I was in like second grade, maybe.
Yeah, I remember that.
Maybe fourth. I've done that. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, the idea of like what can happen on its own is interesting. It's like, yes, you can put a little bit of, you know, nutrients and life-giving supplies to a project. And on its own, yeah, okay, cool. The little leaf came out with a little stem, and it was like, that's cool. And then you take that lima bean, you put it in a little Dixie cup, because that's the next logical step, and you put a little soil in there, and you know, it gets a little taller. But if you remove that lima bean and you put it in with other lima beans in, say, a garden, and it's able to propagate, and it's really able to grow into something and reach its full measure. And since I didn't have the time to give this project, I thought, well, I should give this project to the people that are just out there that might be interested in this. So, you know, I was like, let me put out the loose, you know, story and just make it a CCO project. And if anyone makes a movie or an animated thing or their own NFT line or toys, then that's fantastic. I'm glad that I was able to contribute. I will buy the products because I'm a fan of the products, at least of the source material. So, yeah, it was just something that I came up with, and Juan helped me put together. And I think the season one, right now it's minted up to 123. We're capping season one at 150. So there's only 27 left. And then there's going to be some rewards for people that have more than one Puppet Samurai, where they'll get basically these free Sentai. I've been using Midjourney, where I've been training different pictures that I've had and have gotten to these different Sentai warriors and robots and stuff. I think for the Sentai Warriors, we're going to do about 100, and I think the robots are going to do about 50. And then there might even be a Kung Fu Crane series, since Juan and I just together purchased a noun crane. So
Yeah. Woo.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
This one sort of pure happenstance. Not the purchase of the noun, but the actual, you know, we had been bidding for a couple of days. We had planned this out, and we landed on a crane that has a foo shirt. And so, just as we were discussing it, we're like, "Oh, it's a foo crane."
Crane foo.
Yeah, and then we just got to, oh, it's a kung fu crane. And so it's just, you know, when you get a bunch of creative people together in a room, you know, magic starts to happen. And so you can, we're looking to introduce these kung fu crane characters into, Sam, what are we calling the Puppet Samurai? Is that the Samiverse or the?
No, it's part of the Puppet Samurai world. They're probably going to be not quite deities, but you know, these benevolent creatures that look after the puppet samurai from above. But not as many. There are fewer. Yeah. They're like, I don't want to say dragons, but you know.
I love it, and I love how specific all of this is. Each character is very specific. A lot of times, people have a hard time narrowing down what they want to create, but you had a very like specific sort of character, and the art is amazing too.
Oh, thank
you. I urge everybody to check that out. If I had more ETH, I would definitely buy more. It's really the only thing holding me back from a lot of these projects.
Man. I understand.
It's amazing. And I love that, you know, I'm meeting people with different backgrounds, so many different varieties of backgrounds, but there are a lot of artists like yourself. And it is cool what Nouns and CC0 in general is kind of bringing up in everyone as far as creativity, because there are some of us that, you know, liked drawing or had these dreams that we kind of forgot about as kids and then, you know, went on to go a different route. And now this is kind of bringing it back full circle. So there are a lot of people that are able to kind of spread their creative wings and kind of mingle with these people that we otherwise wouldn't have. So I have a lot of appreciation for people like you that come into this space. And yeah, there's a lot of passion and I love talking to people because all of you help like propagate that. And it's amazing.
Thanks. I think that I got to work on the Adventure Time comic, and one of my favorite characters, Jake the dog, you know, he says that the first step of being really good at something is sucking at something. And, you know, it's true. You know, from the day that we're born on this earth, the only thing that we can really do is suck. That's what babies do. And from there, you know, they learn it takes a lot of work to learn how to walk or to hold your head up. You know, so any kind of pursuit that someone wants to put in, whether it's art, doing podcasts or learning something, you just put in the mileage in the work and you don't give up and you just keep persisting. And sometimes people around the way will say, well, I wanted to do that, but then I grew up. And those people, you go, awesome. And you just keep going. Right. You know, so yeah.
Yeah. I love this whole community for that reason. And that's basically, you know, what I plan to keep doing myself too. Just
awesome.
Just keep trying and keep doing things and things like that. That's really all you can do. I don't know what's the rule, 10,000 hours of something.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Something like that.
Every day I grab my samurai sword and I throw another stroke and I go, I'm getting closer. One day I'll be a samurai and I'll be able to give up all this other stuff. And I can just, I don't know, be real annoying to the people in my house as I cut everything in half.
Well, I'm a big Jim Henson fan. I don't know everything that I would want to know, but I remember watching when I got older, The Cube, which his movie, trippy movie, love it. And I gained more of an appreciation for things like puppets because, you know, growing up with that sort of thing, it was obviously huge in the childhood. So like being a kid in like the 90s. And then there have been other things like, I know there's a YouTube channel called like Defunct Land, and I watched a little documentary about like Disney, and just seeing some of the creators of these kid shows and how much they care about kids. And it seems different than what you're used to seeing as far as like Hollywood, and just knowing that, a lot of kids are like raised by TVs. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite heroes, Fred Rogers. Love that guy.
Oh yeah. For sure, big part of childhood.
Yeah.
Fred and Barney, and there was Shirley who had the little lamb.
Oh yeah, no, yep, Jerry Lewis, yep. I like to tell people, I'll show them pictures of Tony Hawk and Charlie Horse, and I'll go, "Who's this?" And they'll go, "That's Tony Hawk." And I go, "Nope, that's Charlie Horse." And if they look at Charlie Horse, I go, "Nope, that's Tony Hawk."
So what's the story behind that?
Oh, they just look alike.
Oh, okay. Okay.
yeah.
Cool.
Now I got to Google this.
I'll send you pictures in the bio. Just don't tag Tony.
Yeah. I'll get on that. Cool. Well, I know you guys are busy, so I don't want to keep you too long. But I definitely want to thank both of you for coming today and talking about your projects. I can't wait to get the word out even more.
Again.
Yes, absolutely. You should. I want to get more into like your Nounish journeys and everything like that. I love it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for having us on.
Of course. Thank you for checking out the Nouns Folk podcast, and a huge shout out to Noun Square for sponsoring this episode. Every day a new noun goes up for auction on nouns.wtf. That time has been dubbed Noun O'Clock. Because of FOMO Nouns, people are able to vote on what the appearance of the next noun will look like at FOMONouns.wtf. Will the head be a unicorn or a pair of glasses? Will the shirt be gray with a pie symbol on it or a rainbow? More people are participating in the Nounish community every day, and the Noun O'Clock spaces from the Noun Square is a huge reason why. The time of day varies depending on when the last auction is settled, but there's always a live episode to tune into to celebrate the new noun while hearing and participating in Nounish conversations with regulars on the show and special guests. Some of the most fun I've had in this community and in Twitter spaces have been in those spaces. There's good vibes, hilarious and entertaining people, and some of the best use of a soundboard I've heard. Plus, there's contests and POAPs, and who doesn't love both of those? Because of the success of the Noun O'Clock spaces, they've also started hosting soapboxes for other Nounish communities like SharkDAO, Lil Nouns, Food Nouns, and a lot more. To check out the lineup so you never miss one, go to thenounsquare.info. That's thenounsquare.info. That website is also a great resource to learn more about the Noun Square in general. I also recommend following at the Noun Square on Twitter and joining their Discord to keep up to date with everything they're doing. Be there at the square.